What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson.
Many of the missing children. The Hawaii Electric Company was negligent with their down power lines and are now involved in a cover-up. Water held back from firefighters. Roads were even blocked, trapping Americans inside the inferno. And FEMA officials have been staying at five-star luxury resorts. But it actually...
Remember when I told you that the power company was going to fucking try to do a cover-up? They're going to try to shift the blame on something else. What did I tell you, dude? It happens every fucking time. Every time, I swear to God. I see this shit happen so often that I am not surprised that this shit fucking happened, dude.
It actually gets worse. The Free Beacon discovered that FEMA, in the middle of all of this around-the-clock search and rescue recovery mission, is telling their workers to focus on diversity training.
Remember when I told you that those power companies and all that shit love to focus their attention on just training for safety, training for all this other shit, instead of taking care of the fucking situation? After all that time, after all that fucking training that they had, they spent all that time studying OSHA courses, studying training, studying safety, they still have to have another fucking safety course, another training course, another course on diversity and equity and all this other stupid fucking bullshit. Pardon. Do you want to know why? It's because that's extra money in the fucking pockets of the people. If you can have that class, your company or your division or your branch gets an extra cut. It's an extra hour for the safety guy. It's an extra hour for all this other shit that they get to charge. That they get to do all this other fucking bullshit. In the meantime, people's houses are burning down. People are fucking dying. The danger is getting closer and closer. These people in the fucking, in the front desk or in the offices, they don't give a shit about you. Their houses are way the fuck out of danger, dude. They don't care. That's why they put the FEMA people who are trained to land on the ground, create tents, and create a safety zone, took those five-star hotels instead of putting in the residents of Maui. That's why. Because they could afford it. They could afford to rent out all those fucking $3,000 to $4,000 hotel rooms a night. And of course the hotel rooms are, or the hotels are charging that much. Why? Because it's government money. Not a single cent of that fucking money spent is going to go towards those people. And they're going to get the minimal amount of help. Why? Because there isn't going to be enough food, enough water, and enough resources and enough staff to help them all. Why? It's designed that way. It's designed that way to drain as much money from the fucking, from the taxpayer as possible, so that now we have to dip out of our fucking pockets to save these people. It's happened time and time again. Since World War fucking II, it's been that way. They took the women out of the fucking, they took the women out of the homes, put them in the fucking field, and they realized, holy shit, we're getting more tax dollars for this war. How long can we keep this shit going on for? And when fucking Hitler finally shot himself, we had another war with Japan, everybody's like, oh, fuck. We didn't really allocate for all that. So we're just going to have to bug the American people by telling them to buy bonds. And that was the first fucking time, I think that's like the first time in my judgment, that the government realized that, oh, if we run out of money, all we have to do is just bug the American people, and their charity and love and their patriotism will help pay for this war. They will help pay the rest of the way. It's been going on like that for fucking generations, guys. It's been going on like that for fucking generations, and nobody sees the goddamn routine. I'm so sick and tired of donating after fucking after every disaster. I have to donate when my fucking tax dollars are already going towards those programs. Why do I need to donate? Stop telling me to donate to children's charities and all these sick fucking people, because none of them get to see that money ever. I never get to see my dollar go straight towards that fucking family to help pay for their medical bills. Where does it go? To the staff. And all their bullshit. Fucking Hurricane Katrina was another one. The tornado that ripped apart of Kansas. Fucking tornado. Or the storm that happened in Texas not too long ago, where Ted Cruz fucking bitch ass ran. It's happened time and time and time and time and time again. FEMA doesn't do a fucking thing. Do you want to know why they're doing that diversity training and all that bullshit? It's because the more time they get to spend in the office, the less time they get to spend out on the field. The less time they need it, they have to fucking deal with that bullshit. Because I guarantee if you were to drop in some fucking Pathfinders or some National Guardsmen out there on that field, they would have that fucking thing up in less than 24 hours, up and running. But we don't do that, do we? We don't do that at all. We don't fucking do that at all. Why? Because we're fucking selfish, dude. These companies and these corporations and this fucking culture has become so emotionally dead and selfish that this is what we should be expecting.
FEMA is having workers do a 3-hour course on equity in the middle of the disaster recovery. The course teaches them how white supremacy is ingrained in nearly every system and an institution in the U.S. It tells its employees that the U.S. is rooted in extreme, extraordinary violence, and says that employees must acknowledge that the systemic racism and oppression exist. So while Hawaiians are missing kids and are prevented from seeing their scorched homes, FEMA officials are staying at the Four Seasons and taking a 3-hour course on white supremacy. I hate to tell you, but it actually gets worse. Hawaiians are being evicted from their homes so landlords can cash in.
We've been receiving call after call of people who are being asked to be evicted by their landlords. People who are being displaced during a time of emergency when their house was like the only house standing in their neighborhood, simply because the owner of the house realized that their investment is no longer a sound investment.
Why are people getting evicted if their homes didn't burn? Well, this is interesting. Less than a month before the fire, the Democrat governor of Hawaii, Josh Green, signed an emergency proclamation concerning Hawaiian real estate.
Now, pay attention to this. This is really important because this is the exact same shit that happened in California.
Knowledge, this was the first emergency proclamation in the country that didn't have a preceding incident. This was just, from my knowledge, was just to streamline development on Maui, and it is allocated all decision-making power to one person, the housing officer of the governor, Nani Medeiros, who's unelected, who can trump every single thing that you do. They're meeting with developers.
Did you hear that? That was the most important part of that whole speech. The guy who is not elected, who can trump anything that you say or do, and cannot be fucking deplatformed. That guy made these decisions. Who voted for that? Who allowed that? Why was there no contingency against that motherfucker? Why did that go unpunished?
Private landowners, and not a lot of community.
Maui residents say this is highly suspicious. The emergency housing proclamation was declared weeks before the actual emergency created a housing emergency. This emergency proclamation has been described as a gift to developers. The residents are apoplectic because of all the emergency powers. They go to a housing czar, and residents get no say. Now the residents think developers, government officials, and all those billionaires have bought up land in Hawaii. Like Zuckerberg, Oprah, Bezos are going to take advantage of the devastation.
We busted our and this is what we get? No.
By the way, that's the lady who said that she doesn't recognize herself as an American citizen, that she's been forced into, you know, being an American.
Nobody called us. Our phones didn't work from 5 in the morning. The fire was not 10 o'clock when I went to work. The fire was still there. There was no water. Tell me if that's coincidence. No water, no warning. And everybody talking about the satellite city before the fire. Lahaina gonna be the first satellite city. Well, hey, Jeff Bezos, you got what you wanted. Oprah, you got what you wanted. And the guy who owns the nut, you got what you wanted. That's all over.
Many of them.
Did it to yourselves, man. You voted those people in. You know, in the comment section somewhere down here, some guy said you get what you vote for. I'm telling you, dude. They did it to them fucking selves. And then there's another lady in the comment section who said that she hopes that all this evil gets exposed. And it's... can't have evil without... Evil does not exist without evil fucking with something good. Right? Let me give you an example. A firearm left unattended by itself with no one behind the trigger doesn't commit a crime. Right? It's the person who puts their fucking finger behind the trigger that causes the event to either be peaceful or not, right? It's the same thing with politics, and it's the same thing with this. Evil on its own is not evil. It's contained. It can't fuck with anything. It can't touch anything. It can't fuck with anyone. The moment that you integrate it within the system, it becomes your next door neighbor. It becomes your fucking mayor. It becomes your governor. It becomes your president. Then it starts fucking with the innocent, and now evil is able to fucking do evil. Well, guess what? If evil fucks with you, that means you have to suffer. So evil cannot be exposed without other people suffering. Evil cannot exist without it fucking with good people. And it always hides in the shadows. It always hides in the fucking offices. It always hides everywhere where you can't be. Where you can't go. This is why I keep fucking bringing up these videos on understanding and looking at patterns in nature, because it's everywhere. It's in your laundromats, it's in your fucking furniture stores, it's in your fast food joints, it's fucking everywhere, man. And these people are surprised that this happened to them, and it's like, dude, your infrastructure was fucked up. You were already trying to be chased out and choked out with your rent. You were already, like, you busted your asses to get those houses. Sure, I agree with you, man. But you did nothing to reinforce your infrastructure. You kept voting for the same fucking dipshits that fucked you over. You want me to feel sorry for you. You want me to donate to you. You want me to help you. You want me to do all this shit for you, but you don't consider yourself an American? You consider yourself a forced American? You know, you voted for that shit. Yeah, it makes sense why the siren wasn't sounded and the water was shut off. And isn't that a weak-ass explanation? Because it was under the guise of, you know, them worshipping the water? And they fucking didn't sound the alarm because what was the reason? It didn't seem like it was a severe enough situation, or what was the other reason? Oh, fires weren't indicated for an emergency to use those sirens. Doesn't that sound anywhere at all familiar to what happened during 9/11? If the first plane hit, what did the president do? He was on a stand down. He didn't say shit. Second plane hit. He was on a stand down. Didn't say shit. Fucking Pentagon got hit. Didn't say shit. It wasn't until all the buildings that fell, finally, he said, all right, we need to put a stand down on all airplanes. And it went on for days and days and days. And for whatever reason, they couldn't identify any of the fucking bodies within the rubble. But somehow, some fucking how, by some miracle, underneath all the debris, underneath all the fire, underneath the kerosene that burned, underneath the fucking weight of the engine, underneath the rubble, underneath all that shit, they somehow managed to find the identities of all the terrorists that were involved during that fucking attack. Isn't that fucking convenient? Building 7 was never hit with any fucking plane. It was due to a fire, and somehow that building fell. And I see 3D models over and over again. They show a collapse. It wasn't the collapse, but it was a collapse. Showing how the building fell. And people, and all these fucking Democrats are in the goddamn comment section saying, it's hard to believe that people can't see how this could have, how this couldn't have happened, how they still believe it's an inside job. Dude, the building doesn't even fall the way that it does in the 3D model, stupid. Brazil has like the worst architecture on planet Earth, and then when a Cessna hit one of their fucking apartment buildings, it didn't fall down. Look at Oklahoma City. It got bombed. Half of the fucking building got bombed, and it didn't fall apart. The first time, what was it? The first time fucking, the Twin Towers got bombed. It didn't fucking fall. And there's steel workers out there that are saying, dude, I was behind the architecture and the design and the placement of those steel beams, and there is no fucking way that that building could have fallen. If you were to look at the way that that building was designed, it had concrete reinforced construction, it had multiple fucking I-beams, it had several different contingencies for collapse. It might have buckled, but it sure as shit wouldn't have fallen into itself the way that it did. There is no fucking way. Absolutely no fucking way that that could have happened. Twice. Three, four fucking times in a row. And what was it when the Pentagon got bombed? Suddenly the fucking footage was disappeared. Like, it just disappeared. So they gave us that fucking flash footage that was like 5 second at 5 second speed. Oh yeah, here's the plane. You don't even see it. All you see is just like something entering the frame, and then all of a sudden a fucking explosion. People were reporting that there was a fucking cruise missile that went through. Wings couldn't be found. There were no seats. There was nothing. Just like small amounts of debris. I'm telling you, dude. It's not a coincidence. It was all planned. Same thing with this here. They were under development. They realized that they could do a cash grab if certain buildings were to fall apart. Here's the problem. They didn't expect the whole fucking island to go up. But it doesn't matter now, because now they're going to cash out. Now that the governor is going to be a governor for Bezos, Zuckerberg, and Oprah, you think he gives a fuck? That's going to be more tax dollars that's going to go towards his position. More development, more government contracts, more everything. What's going to happen to those people? Fuck if he cares. He's going to get paid out. Who knows? Maybe he'll fucking join in on that shit. Somehow he'll become a part of the development project. Have certain money kicked down his way for his campaign. He's like, fuck it, dude. These poor ass pieces of shit, they can't give me money for my campaign. I know what I'll do. I'll fucking have half of these houses burned down, and then I'll fucking get more money from the millionaires that are coming in. Fuck these people. And if you, for one second, don't think that the fucking chief sheriff and the governor aren't in on it, trust me, they're best fucking pals, dude. Alex Villanueva and Gavin Newsom were best fucking friends. Because they did the exact same. They did anything Gavin Newsom would do, Alex Villanueva would back up his plan by reinforcing edicts and laws. Homelessness, like, you couldn't be homeless out in fucking during COVID. You could not be homeless. They were after motherfuckers. They were sending them to concentration camps. Well, I don't know if it was a concentration, but yeah, you know what? It was a concentration. It was a concentration of homeless people. And they're still there today. Those homes, still there today. It's funny how all this shit just works out, doesn't it? Anytime there's a disaster, anytime something happens, the government just somehow, for all that fucking FEMA, for all that fucking training, for all that, you know, all the fucking tax dollars and all this other shit that you spend on, somehow this government just can't seem to unfuck itself and get anything done right. Can't seem to have any preventable measures. Can't seem to get anything fucking done correctly. Can't fucking fix a catastrophe. Can't fucking defend the nation. Can't fucking find a mass shooter. Can't protect the kids. Can't fucking just do anything right. But they sure as shit can celebrate fucking fags, can't they? First black fucking, what's her name? John Pierre, whatever the fuck her name is. First fucking black lesbian, third removed, ninth degree fucking homo. And homoology. Can't fucking answer a question, can't do shit, can't fucking always in denial, always backpedaling, never takes accountability. But they voted for this. And I've been fucking railing on that one doctor chick that I keep telling you guys about. She was a friend of mine, she was a doctor. She went to school for 4 years to become a chiropractor. She voted Democrat. And I told her, why the fuck did you do that? She said, because we need an adult in the office. And I said, you watch. This country's going to turn to shit in about 2 years. And it was just overnight. Just executive order after executive order after executive order. And the first thing that went up was gas. And you know what she fucking told me? Well, at least we don't have a white supremacist in the office. That was her justification. Which just goes to show that these people are, I mean, easily led. They have no fucking backbone, no fucking spine, no thought of their own. Their entire life is revolved around emotions and just what moral principles they have by living by none of them. No self-reflection whatsoever. And after month, no, it was day after day after day after day after day after day after day of me sending her link after link after link of people exposing the fucking voter fraud, of people saying fuck Joe Biden, of fucking all this shit that they were saying, just pictures and pictures that I kept sending her. Eventually she realized, like, fuck, dude, maybe what I did was a bad move and I can't fucking seem to face it, so I'm going to stop talking to Crimson. I'm going to stop talking to him. And guess what? Never heard from her again. I heard from my buddy from her. She talks to him. I said, how's she doing? And he's like, she's struggling. Big surprise. She did it to her fucking self. And I don't feel an ounce of fucking sorrow. Same thing with these people here in Maui. You voted for it. You never call them out. You never fucking once try to lay down the law until your fucking until your houses are burned down and your kids are dead. Now you guys want to fucking gather up and rabble. Doesn't work like that. And guess what? After all these kids have been burned, do you think that they're going to get up and do anything about it? Fuck no. Are they going to hang these motherfuckers for what they did? Fuck no. You know what they're going to do? They're going to capitulate like a bunch of fags. They're going to bow down, they're going to listen, and they're going to do what they're fucking told. Why? Because they've been fucking bred that way. So I don't feel fucking sorry for them. And you shouldn't either. Don't donate to them. Fuck them. Let them fucking burn. Literally. Let them fucking deal with what they dealt with. They dug themselves into that hole. Let them fucking get out of it. I'm so sick and tired of feeling sorry for people like this. They vote the way they do, and then they expect change. They expect an outside force to come help them. They expect all this other shit to come fix their problems. When you tell people don't fucking stand for Ukraine, you don't know what the fuck is going on over there. You're not getting the whole fucking truth. What do? They start fucking sending their children off to fucking to go fight in Ukraine. Start donating to Ukrainian causes. Start sending in all this money to Ukraine. Never once realizing that the Azov Battalion was a neo-Nazi white supremacy fucking thing that was absorbed, a militia that was absorbed by the military, by the Ukrainian military. There was a whole fucking vice piece done on that. Like the very last few years, I think it was like 2013, 2014, when Vice actually did any kind of good reporting. I think I was like 26 or 27 at that time. But I'm telling you, man. I told people to stay the fuck away from Ukraine. Don't get involved. Leave your Facebook alone. Don't fucking try to swap out your, you know. As soon as that Paris Nice shit happened, everybody had a Paris flag. And I was like, that's weird, because last I checked, you guys were fucking hailing these, you know, Muslim immigrants. Now all of a sudden you're siding with France? Why? And for those of you who are confused as to what I'm saying, there was a terrorist attack involving a truck. He drove it down a bridge and tried to kill as many people as possible. Then when that shit happened in Georgia, where like that white supremacist like ran over all those people at that protest before the Trump election, it happened in a Democratic city. They try to like turn that into a big thing. Like, look, this is what you should expect when Donald Trump gets elected. And then the New York 9 happened, and they try to fucking glorify that. For those of you who don't know what the New York 9 is, that's when the Proud Boys had nine dudes that got into a fight with Antifa, and for whatever reason, they were facing like 50 years in jail. Nah, man. I've already seen all this shit. Anytime masculinity tries to stand up and do something, they shut it down. They shut it the fuck down. So, as far as I'm concerned, sorry. as far as I'm concerned, these people can take care of their own bullshit. I'm not going to get involved. I'm not donating shit. I'm not giving them shit. I want to be left the fuck alone. I want to be left out of it. I'll pray for them. I'll wish them the best for their best, you know, but I want them to wake up and make better decisions, make better adult voting decisions. I mean, you could hear it in their voice if you're calm and if you're focused enough, you could hear it in their voice what type of people they are. And this isn't some, like, rubbing crystals bullshit. This isn't some, like, astrological bullshit. As a fucking sociopath, you can literally hear the fucking psychotic nature in their voice. You could see it in their eyes. They're fucking laser focused and they're trying so hard to just get everything that they've planned in their head out. Because they're thinking inside their head. That's why their eyes are wide as fuck. Narcissistic people have one eye almost open and the other one wide open. Looks kind of like a lazy eyelid. And the reason why they do that is because they're fucking laser focused on studying you. They're seeing how you're reacting emotionally. They're seeing how you're reacting psychologically, how your behavior is, your mannerisms. But sociopaths love to fucking abuse you, make a promise, and not keep it. They're really good at that. They're really good at boosting you up, making you happy, making you a promise, and then not keeping it. And narcissistic people are really good at reading you and trying to keep you fucking happy. Kamala Harris has those fucking narcissistic eyes, and fucking Joe Biden has those, like, sociopath eyes. So just use that as a marker. Gavin Newsom's another perfect sociopath to study. Barack Obama, he's just a fucking liar. Like, he was just told to fucking say shit and he just followed his leader, whoever the fuck that was. Everybody else seemed to do the work for him. All he did was just stand up and fucking talk.
Many of the Maui residents are worried that their town is going to be turned into a smart city, a tech hub, where wealthy people work remotely, massive data is collected, and middle-class people are priced out. Primetime has no idea what's going on.
They did that exact same shit in Costa Mesa, by the way. They're building apartment complexes that are like 3.5 thousand a month with the pool upstairs. You know, it's like all the way at the roof, you know, private gyms and like washrooms that are built into every room or every house. That's what they're trying to do in Costa Mesa. You know, 15-story buildings that are just apartment complexes, or 10-story buildings that are apartment complexes that, you know, span almost the size of a block. It's the exact same shit they pulled in Huntington Beach. They don't want you to own homes. It's not profitable. Can't make money owning a townhome or a condo. Can't do it. It's not enough. You don't make money doing that. You have to make money in the apartment complexes. So that's what they're trying to push out here. But luckily, the city won't allow them to make apartment complexes. They have to make condos or homes. So Costa Mesa sold out. Now that place is fucking exploding, right? Santa Ana is about to sell out. They're about to explode. They got rid of all the fucking homeless there in Santa Ana. How did they do that? They priced them out. See, you used to be able to get a fucking bedroom for $35 a night until they started moving in, all the rich people started to flip the homes, started to work on the infrastructure, started to increase the police. And suddenly they realized, dude, if I'm not getting fucked in a hotel room for, you know, $80 a night, then I'm sure as shit gonna get fucked by the police outside. It's better to just pick up shop and go someplace else. See how that works? But then people like me and you can't fucking move in there. So, you get what you vote for.
Going on. The governor of Hawaii calls this all a conspiracy theory. But when all of these tragedies and mishaps converge, it leaves vulnerable people searching anywhere for answers.
What did I tell you? Didn't I say that shit? Don't believe in the fucking, in the laser beam bullshit or the directed energy weapons. Don't believe in any of that. Use perfect logic. Use sound logic. You see, the governor is going to say anything that'll make you sound crazy because, while you sit there and use logic to unfuck this situation, he's going to sit there and say, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist who believes in lasers. See what I told you? They're going to wiggle their way out of this because you come up with some crazy fucking theories. When ultimately the actual theory is like, yeah, he didn't want any of those fucking people in that town. They weren't paying enough. And he figured, hey, if I disconnect the water and I don't sound the alarm, I'll just use the excuse that I didn't want to let people grow into a panic which would cause more problems and more chaos. And I didn't want them to use the water because we needed it to drink after the disaster. I beg pardon. I have like something stuck in my nasal cavity. Any case. It happens all the time, dude. I see it happen all the time. With Alex Villanueva, with Gavin Newsom, with fuck, dude. I don't know. Goes on and on and on. Anytime that there's a disaster, they'll wait fucking days before they have to respond. In this case, it was 2 weeks. I didn't even know about the fire. I had no idea there was a fire in Maui up until recently, and everything that I've just said has come to light. That wasn't me being a fortune teller. That was me experiencing this shit. From the time I was 29 to the time I'm 36, it's been the exact same fucking routine. The infrastructure is dog shit because the people that were voted in and the companies that take over are dog shit. And when dog shit people and dog shit companies come in and they don't give a fuck about the people, they expect you to pay more money and they put more laws and regulations and rules on you to try and unfuck the shit that they're supposed to fix. And then when shit goes down, there's a big circle of guess who's to blame. What these companies and these governors and these people don't realize and what they fail to give a fuck about is that when they get put into power, the problem is now theirs. While we go out and work, while we go out and sacrifice, it is now their job to fix and protect and to have foresight for all of those problems. That's why we put them in power. But for whatever reason, we want to ignore that. We want to pretend like, you know, they're doing their jobs. We need to keep these people on pins and fucking needles because if we don't, then they start figuring out ways on how to fuck with us. Coming up with bullshit laws. Like, what was it? The fucking mayor of Chicago's like, I'm going to start suing these car companies because everybody's just stealing the Kia Optimas and the fucking Jeeps. They need to make harder to break into, you know, cars. What the fuck? You know the SRT engine? The 6-point liter, you know, V6? Or V8 or whatever it is? I've never heard of a 6-point liter V8. Never in my life. 5.0. Never have I heard of a 6.0. Or 6.2. Or 6.3. 6.5. This shit is unheard of to me. So does it make any fucking wonder? Does it make any sense, like, why I would want it? Hell yeah, I'd want one. And I found out that Jeep, Trackhawk, Dodge Charger, Dodge Challenger, fucking, what was the other one? The Dodge Durango. All these fucking cars, the Hellcat, like, they all have the SRT engine in it. Does it make sense now why all those cars are being stolen? It's for the engine. All these fucking cars are being stolen for the engine, and all the Kia Optimas are being broken into because it's a quick joyride. It was supposed to be an affordable, economic car for everyone to afford, and for whatever fucking reason, since fucking blacks in America can't keep them fucking selves under control, they destroy everything that is fucking fun and affordable. Every goddamn time. They'll figure out a way how to fuck everyone else's life up just so that they can have a fucking brief moment of fun. So now, guess what? Kia, knowing that they're going to have a loss at that car, the Optima, they'll either do one of two things. They'll phase that car out, or they'll increase the price on it because they're going to increase the security measures on it. And that's up to the market to either buy it or not. And if they don't buy it and they increase the security on that car, that company is going to come at a loss. So it'd be better to just phase it out and just start all over. And you can bet your ass that instead of being able to pay $20,000 for a four-door, you're going to have to pay $30,000 to $40,000 for a four-door. I see it and hear it all the fucking time, man. I've seen it. And it just breaks my fucking heart, man. I think, what was it, 2010 or 11? I can't remember when, but the price of the cars like went fucking sky high. And then it went up again just recently because of the chips. I mean, it breaks my heart, man. It breaks my heart. It kills me. For years, I've tried so hard to rationalize all the bullshit that's going on in America, and then I realize, like, no, we did it to ourselves, man. We keep doing this to ourselves. Every time we have a fucking rally, we have a chance to fucking clean up the street, and we don't. We as conservatives just keep our hands to ourselves. Because we don't want to go to jail. We don't want to face problems. We don't want to fuck up our lives. But those guys are more than happy to fuck up their lives. They're more than happy. And guess what? They're the ones trying to overpower us. They're trying to muscle us out of our culture. And it's bullshit. There's one thing that I know about coffers. When they've had enough, they've had enough. When they have no more money to spend, when they have no more fucking blankets to give, when they have no more advice and no more fucking words to say, that's when it becomes a fucking major dangerous issue. And I don't see this government trying at all to sustain, at least Obama and Bush tried to sustain. Every once in a while, they'd kick us something. A little better economy here for a couple weeks. A stimulus check here and there. A free burner phone. You know what I mean? Just to keep us quiet. This government isn't doing a fucking thing. East Palestine got fucked. California got fucked. Detroit's in shambles. Chicago's in shambles. The border's in fucking shambles. Immigrants are moving into like different parts of the country now, and people are getting pissed. Michigan's had enough. Now this Maui thing, and all this money's being funneled into Ukraine, and it just so happens that all that money that's being funneled into Ukraine, or excuse me, the government is sending in billions of dollars into Ukraine, and then they're in turn buying back from us weapons. How does that make any fucking sense? Oh, that makes sense. Because that money that's going into those companies is going to the president, and that money, and that president of that company is sending it right back to Biden and his campaign. Oh, now it makes sense. That's why they're sending billions of dollars.
Representative Diamond Garcia is a member of the Hawaii House of Representatives. All right, Diamond, tell us what people are thinking here.
Well, the fact is people are confused. It's been 3 weeks, Jesse, and there's not been any clear answers. I mean, these people have lost everything, their homes, their families, their loved ones, their children, and they're crying for answers. They need answers. And unfortunately, the response from the federal, state, and county governments has been pretty quiet. When asked what the death count was for children, the answer was, I don't know. When asking FEMA and calling FEMA for more resources, they get the voicemail. So people are frustrated here in Hawaii, and it's really sad to see this kind of federal response.
So if you have real estate, probably the most expensive in the entire country, and there's a lot of poor people in Maui, there just are, and then a fire comes through and just rips it to shreds, and developers are licking their chops. Is this why people are so concerned, especially when the fire water wasn't ready, or wasn't given to the firefighters, and all of these things keep adding up?
Absolutely. The fact is, just days after the fire burnt down the entire town of Lahaina, realtors and developers were calling residents who lost their homes and offering to buy their properties. So people immediately caught on to what was going on. And it looks like right when this happened, the developers came down like vultures and tried to take their property.
Yeah, people are searching for answers. And as we brought...
The next move is FEMA's not going to have enough fucking resources or money or anything to be able to help these people. That's the next move. So, get ready to dip in your pockets. Guard your heart.